Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Now, we've got some special guests in the studio. We've got Fran Collins from Red Funnel. Morning, Fran.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see you. And we've also got Neil in as well. Neil from Red Funnel.
Morning.
How are you, Neil? You all right?
Very well, very well. Again,
good.
Glorious
so you're,
day.
You're double teaming poor old Timmy up there then.
Yeah, he's fine. He's
we're going to bring in Timmy in a minute. We've got loads of questions from St George's School today. I mean, I'm just going to ask you random questions. You know, sorry.
Sounds good to us.
We're ready.
How many roughly sailings do we do a day and a week?
So for us, I mean, randomly, when you look at from a red jet side of things, we have crossings that are running throughout the day. So the red jets run pretty much from 5 a.m. through till just before 10 o'clock. Just before 11 o'clock at night, depending on the day. And then with the vehicle ferries, we've got at this time of year 3 boats running continuously through the day, and that service drops down slightly overnight to account for the drop in demand, basically.
Wow. I mean, there's loads and loads of ferries. I mean, it's you know, people have got, you know, lots of different ways of getting on and off the island and so on. There's a lot of noise going on at the moment. Politicians have got involved. How is that going at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, from our side of things, we always have to match the demands to the capacity that we put on. We're very aware of our responsibility of a lifeline provider, and we actually operate a lot of unprofitable sailings, but we do try and maintain that 24-hour coverage. So I think there's an element there that we have to, as I say, balance the demand with the realities of what is providable. It has to be a profitable basis. We can't shy away from that. We are a business, and we want to invest in our new tonnage. So there's that balance, but at the same time, as I say, we are very aware of our commitment. We call it the social license to operate. And in terms of engaging with the island, the council, the MPs, we are always open and constructive and delighted to do so. And I think that does work both ways.
Personally, I don't think you get the credit you deserve. The whole company doesn't get the credit it deserves. And I think, you know, sometimes we need to highlight the positives. And the positives are, you know, how many people travel on and off the island every year? Have we got a figure, Neil? I'm going to put Neil under pressure now. So have we got some kind of figure of how many people travel to and fro using Red Funnel?
There is a difference between the car ferries and obviously the red jets themselves, but it goes into the tens of thousands.
Millions,
through the night.
Yeah.
And actually through the year, as Fran was saying, that volume really does peak up in the festival time and does drop off. But we need to still maintain that service throughout the year, including Christmas Day, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is a challenge for us. But, you know, we're a large operation across the Solent. We've got 24-hour service going backwards and forwards. And we've got the facilities to make sure that the lifeline service is strong.
Okay, and so we've got some questions on new ferries in a minute. I think they're on Timmy's list of things to ask. So should we make a start on these questions? Because we should point out that we've got some students listening at St George's School. Some of these youngsters that are coming down in September have actually set some questions. So we haven't got a clue what's coming up. So Timmy, what have you got for us? What's the first question?
Do you have a favourite Pokemon?
Oh, that's an interesting one. So I will admit, I don't necessarily have a favourite Pokemon, but I did when I was up in London quite a bit. There was a game, I think it was Pokemon Go, so you could download it on your mobile phone and you walked along and you had to find the Pokemon. So I didn't have a favourite one. I quite like the little bat-like one. I think you've had the name of it earlier, but that's probably my limit with Pokemon, and I would say I don't play it now, but I might start again now it's been reminded to me.
Woobat.
Woobat, that's Woobat. It. It had a little bat wings.
It did, yeah. Neil?
Do you know what? I've learned a lot this morning coming in to see Vectis Radio, so I'm going to go with the favourites everyone else is saying, but I believe the yellows and purples and blues, so yeah, I'll go.
You've
with
never
the
played
ones.
Pokemon, have you?
I've never played Pokemon.
No. I've got a question for you, Timmy. Can you name every single Pokemon?
Not every single one.
What's the next question?
Do you cycle your bike in a new forest?
I'm going to admit to that one, that I don't actually cycle a lot, but what I do is use the train an awful lot and walk through the New Forest because it's so beautiful and it's so close to Southampton from where we operate from. So I love that part of the world. So don't cycle, but certainly take the train through and also walk through there. Beautiful area.
Yeah, I'll confess that I'm actually terrible at riding a bicycle. I fall off a lot, so I prefer to walk. or the horse. Yeah, I mean, everyone knows I've got horses. Yeah. So, but I don't know what it is. I must have missed that piece in my training when I was a kid, because I've always been terrible on a bicycle. I can ride a motorbike, but you put me on a bicycle and I fall off it.
But how great it is that you can go off to and from the mainland and you can put your bike on the side there. I know there's lots of little things there for you to hook up. And
well, you can take your bike across on our ferries and actually then take them across to the train and pop them on the train and take them down to the New Forest. It's a really lovely day out.
How great is
that? And the Hythe ferry that we are bringing back into service. So the Hythe ferry, people are aware, Red Funnel bought the Hythe ferry probably about 18 months ago now. It has been suspended for 10 months while we worked on the repair process, but we've done phase one of the repairs now. We're starting phase two, so we're really confident that that service will resume a little bit later in the summer, and that's a lovely opportunity to get straight into the heart of the forest.
Oh wow, this year then?
Yep.
Excellent.
That's our intent.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
It's been a bit of a project, and probably a little bit more than we anticipated when we first acquired the service, but
brilliant. Okay, we got some more questions from Timmy. Then we're going to bring in, we've got Sam, we've got George, we've got Chloe as well, all with questions. So what's the next one, Timmy?
What's your favourite football team?
We'll have a ferry related one soon.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Well, we have to. I think for a football team, we work really closely with Southampton
Football
Club, and we're delighted to be part of the Saints Foundation as well. So I think we have to say that, don't we?
We do. And if I admit to me, I've never been to a football match yet. So actually, I'm going to say Southampton because it's right on my doorstep.
I have been to some football matches, and I have to say I do love going.
I'm guessing you have to work with the clubs because obviously, you know, kick-off times you have to be aware of, because I'm guessing you...
Yeah, and extra services as well. Yeah. Quite often if it's a late finish, then we'll put on extra services to make sure we can get people home.
While we're on the subject of sport, we mentioned earlier on that Sam wanted to be a sports correspondent, and straight away you offered the services to or access to certain people that you support.
Yeah, so Red Funnel, we're delighted to have a scheme. We call it Proud to Support, and we support island teams and sports people and actually some of the performing groups as well, so some dance troupes and the like. So we support their travel to be able to access the mainland competitions, and it would be great to be able to get your team to be able to come and interview some of those people as well and highlight what they're doing, because they're amazing. Our island sports people, what they do and the victories they have is fantastic.
I know that they're just about to go off to the Orkney Islands for the Island Games. And I mean, so we had a young sportsman in who didn't make the time on his swimming, but he was telling me that it costs them somewhere in the region of £8,000 to actually take part in the actual games, because they need special uniforms, they need the special he needed special trunks to swim in, and the trunks were about £300 a pop, and if you're being helped with going across on that first bit of the ferry, it does help, doesn't it? But £8,000 for every sports person going to the Orkney Island Games in the next couple of days. I mean, every little bit helps, doesn't it?
Exactly. And I think the previous year as well, we do support travel for the Island Games, because it's such a big part, isn't it? When you look at the islands that go as well, Jersey, Guernsey, the Orkneys, I think Isles of Scilly, and some people come from a really long way.
Yeah, they're coming from all over. I mean, just to get to Scotland, I would imagine that's that's like a couple of days trip, because you've got to even if you go up by, you drive up, and then I think you've got to get from one of the airports if you're flying, you get to Edinburgh, then you've got a train, and then you've got another ferry to go and so on. And I would imagine it's not as comfortable as yours.
I've actually worked up there, and it wasn't. Not for the ferry companies. I worked up there on some product tankers a long time ago. It wasn't the most comfortable region to work in.
One final question, Timmy.
More Star Wars, please.
What does that
more
mean?
Star Wars.
That means background story time. It means about, you know, when you do the thing once a year when it was like the Millennium Falcon thing.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah,
that day.
Someone wants more, like,
do you
Star
mean you?
Wars. No.
one of the peeps back at the school.
Yeah, one of the people back at school.
All right.
Said that they want to see more Star Wars on the Red Funnel.
Well, I tell you what, if they've got some ideas, I know Fran and myself and the teams at Red Funnel are always open to ideas from the Islanders. So I tell you what, if they've got an idea of what we could do, how we could do it, As long as we're not dressing up, though, Fran, we're not doing Star Wars. But no, great love of
Chewbacca.
Star Wars. So yeah, if we hear some ideas.
That's what I was thinking, Chewbacca.
Here's some ideas.
Hey, look, we're running out of time, but thanks for your questions, Timmy. We're just going to bring in our next contestant, please. And some of the questions have been set by students that are starting in September here at the 4P's Radio Training School. And we mentioned us doing an outside broadcast on our 10th birthday. We've had our 15th birthday, but we haven't celebrated it. So maybe these youngsters that came down and said more Star Wars can actually come along to an outside broadcast that we could do on a ferry.
Let's do it. We'd love to. We'd love to host absolutely you for your 10th birthday. I actually can't believe that's over 5 years ago that we did that.
I can't.
So let's set it up.
You know why, don't you? Because COVID kicked in and just sort of obliterated our minds and memories. And
And we're all getting a bit older and time goes a bit quicker.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you don't look any different. George, what's your question?
Question is
look out.
Question what I've is now, was it again?
How much does it cost on the ferry?
How much does it cost on the ferry?
Alright, one way? Both ways?
Both ways.
How much does it cost, Neil?
There is some wicked deals that can be had with their red book that gets through to the Islanders, and they're like £49.50 return, you know, for a car and five packs. But you do need to book in advance. You need to secure that. It's like other transportations around the country. You know, earlier you book, the better deal you'll get. And that's really what we do. But actually, I applaud anyone to look at their island red book that they've been delivered through to them. But it's around about, for a real bargain, £49.50.
Yeah. And that's for your car and up to seven. And the average ticket price paid is around about £76 for the vehicle ferry. Yeah. And then you know, we do fixed pricing for the red jet service.
I must admit, some friends came across to the island last week and they were more than happy with the price they paid. They weren't moaning at all. Yeah. They were moaning about other things, but was to do with the roads.
Nice to hear.
And I think, you know, sometimes ultimately we are a demand-led business. If you're going to book late, if you're booking for a bank holiday, unfortunately you will pay more. Just like if you fly to Glasgow or you fly
or trains,
abroad. Book early. My advice is always book early. And if you can book off peak, you'll get a better deal.
Brilliant. Do we have a question from Sam now? Sam, is he there with a question? Did he think of one in the end? No, he's
Is it going to be sport?
Look out, it's Sam. Is it going to be sport related?
No, actually.
Go on, what's your question, Sam?
How many people do you have on your ferries going on and off the island during festival weekend?
God, that's a question.
Cool. I actually haven't got the figures for this time round yet. We're still waiting for those numbers to come through. But to give you an example, it's our busiest travel day of the year. Overall, we carry about 3 million passengers a year. And I would say on that day, we're probably looking well over 100,000 journeys.
Wow. Yeah,
I can tell you one of the ferries, because actually all the teams work together on that. I was on baggage duties on C Deck, and on that particular ferry we had 890 people on board one ferry, and it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they were happy on the way out and they were happy on the way back. So the overall number, but one of the ferries I was working on, each of them was about 890, which is a great.
Everybody in the business goes out, so we have some of our accountants end up running the car yards. We all go out and help.
Yeah.
Out in the.
I was on baggage duties.
I was working in Terminal 2.
You were Terminal 2, weren't you? Yeah, we love it. Absolutely love it.
Everyone was hands on. That's great. Thank you for your question, Sam.
No problem.
I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your time, Fran and Neil, coming in. I mean, we've run out of time. If there's anything you want to say before you go.
No, just it's always an absolute pleasure for us to come down and to work with you guys. We're delighted to be able to support you, and we have done for quite a few years now, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And the more we can do to engage with you and with your amazing presenters, please just keep us in mind.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It really does mean a lot, and thank you for your support as well. And we will see you on that outside broadcast.
Let's get that organised. That'd be brilliant.
We could bring in a game as well. We walk the plank. We could do all sorts of things.
We'll learn a little bit more about Pokemon, if you don't mind.